Wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador, servant of and to the Rastafari community, the Rastafari movement, freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, Queendom of God that's in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Kingdom and Queendom of Islam, the way of peace through obedience to the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah. Recording date, October the 27th, 2013. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. So now, beautiful Sister Hagar, representing all of us fleeing from oppression, fleeing from slavery, having an encounter with the Most High Father and the Most High Mother, Yahweh, Jehovah, whichever word you want to use. The Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, who the Father begets, Mother conceives. And the sight of the Most High, that word coming through the sacred masculine, but seeing after not him, seeing after her. And so Hagar begins to look after her and see the sacred feminine in the Most High. And so she says, this well is the well of the living one seeing me. And the word well, 875, Be'er, is feminine, because she is seeing the sacred feminine and water and birth and life. And then the word for living one, 2416 Hebrew side, Ka'i. And I hear Ka. See, I hear Ka in their spirit. And Ka'i. And this word, living one, is feminine and masculine. You see, we need balance in our society, balance on this earth, balance in the universe, until we as men recognize the woman as the sacred feminine Then we can be the sacred masculine, but until then, no balance in the universe, no balance on this earth, no balance in society. Warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. Raise the woman up. Raise the sacred feminine up. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us. Then the whole society will come up. The whole civilization will come up. And we all will be dwelling in the mind of the Most High. This word living, feminine and masculine, having to do with the life of a civilization, living alive, vegetation, water, activity of man, meaning mankind, men and women, reviving of the springtime, like the spring coming round, scientific study of the seasons. And when the winter leaves and death leaves, then you have life, resurrection, and springtime, the whole of the teaching in the very seasons. And it says relatives, an abstract emphatic. If you are emphatic, then you are lively about something. Life, sustenance, maintenance, living thing, animals. So even animal husbandry, these are that which we need to survive and live. We have to have a civilization of life on all levels, spiritual, mental, moral, physical, science, religion, and religious science, scientific religion. It says life, appetite, revival, renewal, and community. Not just your little community, but the community of the universe. This living one is feminine and masculine. And so the living one, the well of the living one, seeing me. And the word seeing, 7203, roi, is masculine, seer, prophet, vision. Now we have men prophets and women prophetesses. Women prophets, prophetess. There it is, prophetesses. But we're looking at this word see, seeing, and sight as coming through the sacred masculine. All of us operate on sacred masculine and sacred feminine principles and polarity. And we must go into this knowledge and begin to operate in a balanced way, sacred masculine and sacred feminine. Now, moving to chapter 18 I want to go to? Chapter 18, verse 10, has to do with those angels and the Most High, Yahweh, visiting Hagar and visiting Abraham, saying, you're going to have a child. And the scripture here says, and he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. And it's, oh wow, now this is interesting, because I know that Yahweh is the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. And watch this now. I saw something and I'm going to work to it. Now, the Most High, it says, he said. But we're talking about Yahweh. It says he said, but we know Yahweh is Father and Mother. Now watch this now. According to the time of life, I'll return, paraphrasing, I'll return, and you and your wife Sarah will have a son. Now the word life is the same word for living. And this word life that is also living that we just examined is feminine and masculine, because we need to balance ourselves, balance the human family, balance the earth, balance civilization, raise respect of sacred feminine and sacred masculine. Now watch this, sisters and brothers. It says Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. But the word behind him in the Hebrew is akar, and I hear ak. I hear ak, which is from Kemet, which means the womb, describing mother, Holy Spirit. Now, akar is feminine. Remember, they translated after him, how Hagar saw after him, but when we researched after him, it was akar, and it is feminine. It's the same here. The words which was behind him is akar, the same as after him, and this is feminine. We are raising the sacred feminine. We're going into the sacred masculines of the words and the understanding the sacred masculine, the words that come through the sacred masculine and the words that come through the sacred feminine. And when we see the sacred feminine, we raise the sacred feminine so that we can then raise the sacred masculine, and sacred masculine and sacred feminine will be together and give us balance. Now, the Most High, Yahweh, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, the Living One, feminine and masculine, says in verse 19 that the children, I'm paraphrasing, and I want to hone in on something. The children of Abraham will keep the way of the Lord and do justice and judgment. Now, this is teaching us the mission of the African Hebrew Israelite nation and our mission as well. Our mission is to do justice and judgment. And Yahweh, Jehovah, Yahweh, however you want to use, which word you want to use, is father and mother, begetting and conceiving. And Yahweh, is the Living One. Living One is feminine and masculine. And the Almighty, Father and Mother, says that the children of Abraham would do justice. Now, the word justice here is tzedakah. And I hear ka. I hear ka, which is the word for spirit. In the Hebrew, African Hebrew, and African Kemet, and the ka, Spirit, the Almighty Mother. And this word, tzedakah, which is the word for justice, is also the word for righteousness. And this word is feminine. This word is feminine because we are to do raise the sacred feminine so that we can have balance. And this word, justice, righteousness, in government, righteousness in government. This is teaching us that we are the government. We will be the government, and when we get this thing together on this earth and in this universe, we will rule and we will be righteous government. It says judge, ruler, king. It talks about David as King Messiah, David as that beloved one that is the example of the champion for truth, justice, and righteousness. Righteousness, truth, and truth, justice, and righteousness in the African Kemet is Ma'at. Beautiful black woman with wings. We're raising the sacred feminine. Righteousness, justification, salvation, vindicated, ethically right. We have been deemed unfit for life by the wicked ruling class and ruling families, but the Most High wants to see us be righteous and sees us as righteous when we come into this sphere of knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and we come out from under what we would call the eugenics program that is death to all poor working class masses of people, and we come out from under such an indictment by the wicked ruling class, come into truth, justice, and righteousness, overthrow the wicked ruling class and ruling families, take the earth back, and we become righteous, and we become justified, we become vindicated, and we experience salvation on all levels because we are the government and the ruler of universe. Now watch this. That was sacred feminine. Now the word judgment, do justice and judgment. 4941 Mishpat is judgment, justice, ordinance, deciding a case, court, seat of judgment, procedure, litigation. See, this word is dealing with your very orders of a society, the system of justice, the judicial system, jurisprudence, teaching us that we will be the judges and the rulers. When you hear of the word sitting and inhabitants, these two words come out to the same in the African Hebrew, having to do with those who sit in power on thrones in judgment. Well, those who sit in power on thrones in judgment today in this society are absolutely wicked, deplorable, unjust, and it is time for us to come into this power. Come into the knowledge of the Most High, the universe, that power within ourselves. Line ourselves up with the Most High, and we will overthrow the wicked. We must do justice, do judgment, sacred feminine justice, righteousness, sacred masculine judgment. We can only do this if we become balanced, sacred feminine and sacred masculine. Now in chapter 18, the Most High Yahweh, the Almighty Father, the Almighty Mother, is going to deal with Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah, when you research the definitions of the words, read the commentary in the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, has to do with unjust judges, corrupt morals. Look at our politicians. Look at the judges. I heard of a case of judges who took money to abuse children, put children in situations in the prison system that was absolutely deplorable and unjust. When you look at how black people and brown people and poor people in general, but black and brown are treated in the judicial system, many times innocent, taken to jail anyway, Black Panther Party, activists, human rights activists, in jail unjustly, trumped up charges. Why? Corruption in the politics. Not that politics is bad in and of itself, but there is corruption in the politics, weakness, immorality. So what we want to do is come into the power of the Most High, remove corruption, remove immorality. And Sodom and Gomorrah, when you research the definitions of the words and read the commentary, you find a word like submersion. When someone is under submersion, they are put under. This is talking about oppression. And the root word of Gomorrah is Amar. And this word has to do with manipulating. Let me see if I can find this word and see. I think it's verse 19. Is it verse 19? No. Let me see. Verse 20. Gomorrah 6017. Gomorrah. And then you see Amar. Yeah. Having to do with binding people together. But to manipulate them, to deal tyrannically with them, to treat them as a slave. See, Sodom and Gomorrah, people only focus on physical homosexuality. But Sodom and Gomorrah is teaching us about spiritual homosexuality and spiritual lesbianism. If you can't go into this knowledge scientifically, leave it alone. Africans practiced scientific sacred masculine, sacred feminine, and that the sacred masculine and sacred feminine come together to produce righteousness and truth
and justice. But this society rejected the sacred feminine. And because this society, which is prophetic of today's society, rejected the sacred feminine, then you have a system of warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction. And so the Lord in chapter 19, Yahweh, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother, is going to dwell in the street. And I think this word Lord is Adon, coming from Adonia. Let me see if I can find this so I can say exactly what it is, sisters and brothers. Chapter 19, verse 2. Let me see if I can find it. My lords, my lords. And so remember, it was two men with Yahweh, the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. And this word lords takes the place of Elohim, gods and goddesses. This word lords is Adon, strong, lord, master, superintendent of household affairs. And so, and this word is masculine. So we're looking at the sacred masculine. We're going back and forth between the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine to have better understanding. So the gods and goddesses Elohim practicing on the sacred masculine are the lords of the earth, lords of the universe, lords of the household affairs of the Almighty Father and the Almighty Mother. And so these two men are about to go and deal with Sodom and Gomorrah. And I was trying to get to a couple of words, and I believe I'm going to have to just give a synopsis of it. The Lord wanted to dwell in the street. Let me see if I can. They wanted to, is it dwell or abide? Yeah, abide. Let me see if I can find that, sisters and brothers. Abide in the street all night. It's a particular commentary I'm trying to find. A particular commentary that showed me exactly what was desired by the Adons. And Adon comes from Africa, Egypt, Kemet, Aton, Adon, Aton, having to do with the sun. And so we're looking at the power of the sun as the power of the Most High to teach us about light and knowledge and wisdom, because all of this is spiritual. Is it in the street? I think that's the word I want. In the street. Yeah, all right now. So the lords wanted to dwell in the street. Lot wanted the two lords, Adons, Atons, to come into his home. And the word street has to do with a plaza, an open place, a marketplace, a street. It says here having to do with trials that were held and wares set forth for sale. Now, what is going on is you have a situation of corrupt judges, you have slavery, you have exploitation, you have trials that are corrupt judicial system, you have an open marketplace where people are being robbed of resources, being hijacked, suffering indignities in the system, slavery, exploitation, corruption, immorality. The word men, the men gathered around the house to say, we want these men to come out. Lot offers his daughters. This is symbology having to do with the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. The word men is rooted in another word that has to do with sick men. Men who are sick. And let's add what we learned already. Corrupt, immoral, wicked. Judges, slavery, colonialism, exploitation. And so when they said, give us the men, and Lot said, no, deal with the daughters. He's saying, and Lot means covering. And we need a covering. We need to be covered from unrighteousness and wickedness. And the covering comes about when we elevate the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine, along with the sacred feminine, come together to give us balance, that our shame and nakedness may be covered. And the covering represents all that covers us spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. Now, the men compassed the house that Lot had the men in. Now, the word compass, let me see if I can hit this word right quick. They were all in Lot's house, but these wicked, sick men, 19 and 4, compassed the house. And I was reminded of the Masonic order. Compassed is kebab, to turn about, around, aside, backwards and towards, go about, go around. I want to, for the next few minutes, talk about the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. And you see the square and the compass in the Masonic order. These sick men didn't want to deal with the sacred feminine, and they compassed the house, surrounded the house. Now, in the Masonic order, the compass, you have the square and you have the compass. And when you go into major cities, you see a square sitting under 90 degree angle, and the compass sitting on top at the 60 degree angle with a G in the middle. Now, as quickly as I can, the compass represents the male, the sacred masculine. The square, or the two rulers together at a 90 degree angle, represents the sacred feminine, the female. So these men, sick men, no morals, they had knowledge. See, the compass represents knowledge. The compass represents spirituality. The compass represents justice. The compass represents the sacred masculine. But the square represents morality. The square represents righteousness. The square represents wisdom. And see, knowledge is nothing without the womb of wisdom, to go into the womb of wisdom to produce truth, justice, and righteousness. Spirituality, the compass, is nothing without the womb of morality, the square, to go into to produce truth, justice, and righteousness. And so when these sick men with no morals and full of corruption rejected the woman, rejected the sacred feminine, that was spiritual homosexuality. And the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, warfare, bloodshed, death, hell, destruction, corruption, wickedness, no morality, they are spiritual homosexuals. We, the masses, we have a lot of wisdom, but we don't have knowledge. We are spiritual lesbians. And so the society is sick, no balance, imbalanced. So what we need to do is go into the study of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, and raise the sacred feminine. And then the sacred masculine can be the sacred masculine, and the people, the masses, will be balanced, because we are operating with balance in the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, bringing these two polarities together, these two powers together, and we will create the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.